$1 penis doll?
All right, everyone. So this is Pale Carnations. But you know, before we start, let me leave you with this little bit of information. If someone jacked off King Kong, how much cum would there be?
Oh, well.
Somebody actually did it. Kong is 60.4 times taller and weighs 481,691 times more than the silverback gorilla. Gorillas have testicles relative to humans. Humans nut around 7.6 milliliters. Give this to the gorilla, then multiply by King Kong's volume. He would nut around 891 gallons at once.
Wow.
Good God!
You know, gorillas have the smallest penis of most of mammals in the animal kingdom. Very small wieners, I hear.
Well, now that you all have that information that nobody here fucking wanted.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with this.
Nothing to do with this, but we're leading...
Hey, that's what Grimm does, bring up shit
that nobody wants.
All right, so
in all seriousness, this is supposed to be a really good story-based game. This is Pale Carnations.
Very
and
little gorilla cum in it, too.
That we know of.
If any.
That we know of.
That we know of. We don't know.
We have no idea.
If that was the main thing.
God, that'd be
horrible. These flowers represent a gallon of gorilla cum. And each petal is an encounter.
No! Nobody wanted that.
Like, oh, okay. This is going to be the longest gorilla rape we've ever watched.
Nobody
like,
wanted...
Like, how many gorilla rapes have you watched?
Okay.
Enough
okay.
to say that's more gorilla rapes than I'm comfortable with watching. I found having... my limit.
Jesus, not primal rage. Jeez. Okay. We're starting Pale Carnations. Which is a serious novel. If I had to describe myself... By the way, this game is in development. It ain't done. If I had to describe myself in as few words as possible, I would answer how I think most people would. I'm a good and decent person. On the surface, that claim might well be true. I study diligently in the pursuit of my dream of becoming a doctor. I'm willing to rock the boat when human decency requires it, and I make sure to call my mother at least 3 times a week. All in all, not exactly the measure for a humanitarian of the year, but I do try not to actively put more shit into the world than I take out.
That should I do all my medical procedures to gorillas, Clint Eastwood.
That should at least count me as decent.
Cool.
Aha, man, you guys did a real number on the bitch, huh? Haven't you ever heard of taking it easy on the newbie? So much for needing to get home. She can barely string 2 words together. Someone roll her into the shower. I bet you could go another round or two. Why am I watching this filth? Oh, women love this stuff.
I
like to consider myself a good and decent person, but... Oh, did I send you the Papa Meat video? Okay, I'm gonna send you the Papa Meat video. The face staring back at me through the reflection of the monitor tells a different story. Knock, knock.
What? Bukkake Tuesday?
Shit, who could that be? Hi, I'm across the hall. I think I've got some of your mail by mistake. Oh, thank you very much.
What's that you got there on your computer?
Truth is, you simply can't take stock of a man's character who lives in an immutable bubble. I've simply never been given the opportunity to prove my conceited self-image right or wrong. That is, until now. And with the arrival of a strange letter. Pale Carnations, a tale of decadence, depravity, and motherly devotion.
What? It already sounds interesting, but the motherly part's kind of making me worry.
We don't know. Before we begin this twisted tale, let's add a little personal touch to the character whose shoes you're about to fill. First, some background. You are a 21-year-old college student studying physics at the local university with the aspiration of getting into med school. You dream of one day being a general practitioner with your own private practice. The dream is motivated purely out of your desire for... money, respect, or helping people?
Helping people. We'll go with sweet bro.
You want to make a difference in people's lives, plain and simple. The doctors that cared for your father following his accident were a great comfort to your mother, and you desire to emulate that. However, that goodwill is tempered by your baser impulses. Lust will act as the counterbalance to your moral scale.
Oh, damn. I'm fucked in.
So did we go back then? Okay, so hold on.
I'm out.
Money, respect?
Respect or money? Let's see which one.
You have the desire. You desire to have people treat you with respect and willingly place their well-being in your hands. Currently, however, you don't even hold the respect of the snot-nosed brats that you tutor as a part-time job. You are fundamentally concerned with gaining the upper hand on people. Power will act as the counterbalance to your moral scale. Yes, let's move on. This is you, not the worst mug in the world to be saddled with. Let's put a name to that face. The name is Edwin. Fuck Edwin. Your first name is Grimm. It was the name of a close friend of your mother growing up. You've never met your namesake, but the tender fondness that your mother shows when reminiscing about those days fills you with warmth. Now, what is your family name? Left blank, it will return to Turner. I'll use Turner. Great, you should be known as Grimm Turner for the duration of the story. Turner is a name passed down to you by your late father. You share it with your mother, who has not since remarried.
And Pirates of the Caribbean.
Last but not least, let's fill in some of Grimm's personal history. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Turner.
Oh, Will Turner.
Will Turner.
These decisions, I bet those movies are...
How'd you get across there?
Need to go sea watch turtles. Those movies again.
Sea turtles.
They're great. These decisions will impart a background and traits that will be reflected in a number of ways as you advance through the story. They will alter the context in which some characters view you, open up new dialogue options and actions, and offer you a lens to help understand and navigate Grimm's decisions. Oh, by the way, you need to check out the new Megan Fox sex robot movie. It's called Subservience.
Subservient.
Yeah. I didn't like it because they gave him a wife. They gave the main character a wife, and of course it's going to try to kill the wife. Let's begin. Starting with your father's death, you had what some friend...
What channel is it on?
It's going to be in theaters.
Oh, Subservient.
Okay. Subservience, yeah. Starting with your father's death, you had what some might describe as a difficult childhood. Growing up, you presented with a number of behavioral problems, primarily stemming from an abundance of curiosity, an abundance of energy, or an abundance of anger.
Abundance of energy?
Seemingly boundless energy that would be enviable in an adult, but in a child it makes them quite the handful. You're always moving from one thing to the next, susceptible to finding new ways of getting into trouble.
That sounds like my life story.
The near endless well of energy you had as a child persists into your young adulthood. You'll start the game with a tireless trait. Would you like to continue? Yes. Great, moving on. In middle school, the energy culminated into one big event which branded you for your entire adolescence. You burned a neighbor's garden shed to the ground. Started a business selling creep shots of the neighborhood moms. Stole a large sum of money from a school fundraiser.
What? Start a business selling creep shots?
Is that what you want to do? Creep shots of the neighborhood moms.
Was it consensual?
Probably not. Burned a neighbor's garden shed to the ground or stole a large sum of money from a school fundraiser.
Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Yeah, what was the worst thing you ever did? That's really hard. Because they're all bad.
I never do any of that shit.
No. I mean, what do you think? What would be the worst thing? What do you think? What do you want to do?
You could ruin some women's lives with the creep shots.
Neighbor's garden shed to the ground?
I'm sure he got over it.
A large sum of money?
The garden shed, probably something that they're like, after a couple of years, that bastard burned my shed down, but it was an old shed. All those tools, insurance replaced them all, bigger and better. I guess I can't be too mad at that little bastard.
What are you doing in my tool shed?
Jerk it off.
Unfortunately for your neighbor... That reminds me of the Beavis and Butthead. Oh man, Mr. Edison had him do his pull, and oh my god, they threw his shed into the concrete and everything. Unfortunately for your neighbor, as a child, you found no better outlet for your tireless energy and the encroaching boredom than starting fires. You are remembered for this deed and will start your game with the fire starter history. Would you like to continue?
Ooh, can I start fires easy?
Moving on. By high school, yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool, fire starter. That
burns things all the time?
Hell yeah. Wow.
I could save your life, or I could burn your house.
Yeah. Shit, that's actually pretty awesome. I'd watch a show like that.
and we call it Burn Unit.
Yeah. By high school, you cleaned up...
How many guys get burned? Well, not as many, but their houses are fucking gone, dude.
But if you piss our dead man, you better not piss the doctor off.
He'll
why?
Put a fire,
why?
A piss
He'll
won't
burn
put out.
Your whole damn house down.
He said, I wouldn't piss on you to put out a fire. I will shit on you for a reasonable price.
By high school, you clicked goddess into buy porta potty. You cleaned up your act. Aside from the friends you made in that physics club, you found a new peer group thanks to your enthusiasm for athletics, budding social grace and charm, willingness to lie and conform.
Budding social grace and charm.
You discovered an innate talent in using your words and humor to ingratiate yourself to others and overcome their defenses. As a result, you're quite adept at winning people over with your words. You'll start the game with a social butterfly perk. Would you like to continue?
That's how you talk people into threesomes.
Great. We're ready to begin. So without further ado, let's get this show on the road.
Burp.
Before me, a strange letter. Seemingly addressed to no one in particular, it was written on an ornate parchment and was suspiciously devoid of a return address. The quick and dirty of it read, Dear esteemed sir, the Carnation Club would like to extend to you the opportunity to join our humble establishment. You have come to our attention through a like-minded member who believes you share in our exacting taste. Should you wish it, the chance to gratify these tastes is within your reach. Do note, this is not an opportunity we afford to just anyone. I don't know what you did either. You will find enclosed blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It continued on like that for some length, full of bewildering language and other nebulous-like promises before directing me to a phone number.
Cosmic.
I would have simply tossed it in the trash without a second thought, chalking it up as a sales pitch for a shady multi-level marketing scheme, also known as an MLM, had it not been for another small note neatly enclosed within.
Oh, I'm the African prince that's hosting all the... What?
What?
Oh, African prince? Oh, this has got to be legit now.
Sorry for that cryptic hogwash. My nephew tells me you're looking for a new line of work. Do me the favor of giving an old man a call, and I'll explain to you what this is all about. Chuck was Dr. Charles Kohler, or as the Morehead Hills High School Physics Club affectionately knew him. Dr. Chuck has a job for me? As odd as the letter was, Dr. Chuck was once a real-deal rocket scientist and a personal mentor to me throughout high school. He also just happens to be the uncle of my best friend. Whatever this is about, it would be safe to say it's more legitimate than it appears. Coming from a man of his stature, it might even be a good way to pad my resume for med school. At the very least, it'd be nice if I could quit tutoring these difficult brats.
A green-eyed Asian? Never heard of it.
Presently, I work part-time as a math tutor to a handful of spoiled, underachieving monsters. Needless to say, it isn't something I'd be doing if the money wasn't so good. Witnessing the upper class of Morehead Hills take their social privilege for granted is not my idea of a job satisfaction, but it pays extremely well. If I could find a part-time job that could even compare to what I currently pull in, even if it had longer hours, I'd jump ship in an instant. I should give Dr. Chuck a call first before I get my hopes up. Trying my best to keep my expectations in check, I take out my cell phone and begin to scroll through its meager contact list. I should still have his number. Aha! There it is! Eventually, the ringing is cut short by a familiar voice on the other end. Turner, is that you? Good to hear from you, lad. How the hell are you?
So Dr. Chuck's... gave the Asian guy a Scottish accent?
I guess so.
How you doing, my boy? You want a float? Swim.
I can
my
make him sound
pie.
Like Albert. We're going to Albert.
Me and my nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, are going on an adventure.
I'll do Albert. Genial nature was coming in loud and clear on the other end of the line. Despite being exposed to it at length throughout my childhood, the abruptness of his booming voice was startling after not hearing it for some time. Be polite or match his enthusiasm.
Match his enthusiasm.
Likewise, Dr. Chuck, it's great to hear your voice again. So how's my alma mater treating you? I bet you're too busy chasing skirts to focus on your studies. Am I right? Bahaha!
Wish that only watch him being chased.
He hasn't changed a bit, has he? College is good. Thank you again for your recommendation. Of course, lad. No problem. But speaking of letters, I'm assuming it was that letter which prompted this call. Am I right? Yes, that strange one on the gaudy letterhead. I called as soon as I read it. Gaudy is a good way of putting it, eh? That would be old August doing. Fits him to the T. Quite frankly, I don't know what the hell is wrong with a simple phone call, but I suppose it's all part of the mystique he seeks to cultivate. Says secrecy and exclusivity. Try that one again. Says secrecy and exclusivity is a paramount to drum up the brand of customer we cater to. That's not even what he said there. Let me try that one more again.
What about equity, not equality?
It says secrecy and exclusivity. I got it. Exclusivity is paramount to drum up the brand of customer we cater to. Anyway, to get to the point of the letter, to put it simply, I own a significant stake in a local business alongside two of my oldest friends. It's a lounge of sorts. We're looking for a new set of hands, and as luck would have it, my nephew told me that you were unhappy with teaching math to shitty brats, his words. Anyway, he emphatically recommended you for the position. I gave it some thought and realized, while you're not the type of person we typically employ, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Interested in a change of careers? A job at the Carnation Club, you mean? I recalled the name ostentatiously printed in big gold letters. I've never heard of it. That's by design. Our members are, to put it mildly, concerned with the question of privacy. As for specifics, well... Good. I'll set up the meeting for, say, around noon?
What? Where are the specifics, man?
Now, noon. Noon works for me. Excellent. You'll be meeting with August Burns. He is a part owner and the gentleman who runs the day-to-day business. Sorry for being light on the details, but the job itself is something that is best detailed in person. I can assure you, though, it's worth your time. You'll be well compensated, plus there's some unique perks that'll knock you flat on your ass. I guarantee it. Bah-ha-ha! Count on me being there, Dr. Chuck. Thank you for the opportunity.
Free colonoscopy? What?
Whatever it is, he's too young for that. Well, all right, lad. I've got to run. If you take
all
the
right,
job,
laddie.
I'm sure we'll be seeing each other very soon. Great. Have a good one, Dr. Chuck. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Beep.
Going to go eat some haggis.
He wasn't kidding about being light on the details. I stopped the Scottish accent. In fact, I barely learned more than the bizarre letter already told me, which was precisely jack shit. All I know is that, man, I had to read that whole issue of The Boys. That was two volumes, actually.
It was
two parts. It was one volume. And it was all
hot. My
Scottish.
Eyes are cheering up to get some moisture.
It was all Scottish. All I know is that this place is some kind of lounge, but as to what I'd be doing there, Dr. Chuck was oddly evasive.
We could call this Grim Lord's sauna and talk.
Some form of hospitality or service job would be a safe bet. I guess I'll just have to wait until tomorrow to find out definitively. Ah, crap. We only have a few more minutes. Suddenly, I remembered a conflicting date
Grim
I had
Lords,
made.
Grim Lords, Project Heatstroke.
It's usually Heatstroke outside. I'm gonna give DP a heat stroke in the fucking house. I was supposed
to. Grim Lord, shove in the thermometer. I think I'm cooked through.
Grim Lord's opened the door to hell. I was supposed to have lunch with mom tomorrow. I guess
Grim Lord's third degree burned sodomy. I'm like, hey, I didn't sign up for this.
I guess I'll have to reschedule. It seems I bail on the plans we make more and more these days. Jesus, fuck it. You'll have to ignore the
fan.
Thank
you.
She'll be cool with it, but I still can't help feel a little bit guilty when I picture her eating dinner all alone in that house. Please ignore the fan. We're dying in here. I tried looking the Coronation Club up on the internet, but failed to find a single mention of it anywhere.
I'll give you a hint. Next time, Google how to ventilate a studio without cooking alive.
It must really be as exclusive as he says. No.
Well, hello.
Whoops. To make up for having to cancel tomorrow's lunch plans, I instead had dinner at my mother's place that night. I remembered Dr. Kohler, wasn't he a bit off? He treated us more like adults than the other teachers did, if that's what you mean. Maybe that's it. She seemed like she wanted to say more, but thought better of it. Well, if you're going to miss our date, you better get a good job out of this. Who else is going to take care of me when I'm old? That's what you're thinking of, Mother? Reassure her or joke with her?
Joke with her.
That's a good question. We should probably start looking into retirement homes for you, huh? Oh, you ass. So you have no idea what sort of job you're interviewing for? I'm not even sure if it's going to be an interview. That's kind of a weird thing not to know, ain't it?
Blue-eyed is pretty high.
Ian recommended me for the job, so... But now you need this blonde hair and blue-eyed
Asian.
I don't know if this is more of an informal introduction or a proper...
The Germans took over? Read your history, man.
It pays to know people, huh? Speaking of Ian... You know, if they probably won the war, that would have happened.
I don't know.
Which would have been
feel
crazy.
Like the dark hair, dark eyes is the dominant gene in that one.
In Asia?
I believe so.
It might be. How is our little heartthrob? Pretty much like high school, but worse. You shouldn't be so harsh on him, hun. There's nothing wrong with enjoying your youth. How else are you going to work out what you want out of life? In fact, I don't think it hurt for you to follow this his example once in a while. Agree or there's a limit?
Who's the agreeing?
In fact, I don't think it would hurt for you to follow his example once in a while. And we're talking about... Ian. There's a limit. Sure, but there's a such thing as common decency. He can be a real prick sometimes. You should cut him some slack. You know how he was brought up.
By you?
My mom was right. Even if our personalities are night and day, Ian has always been a good friend to me. New. Even though I suck at calling him, he's been insistent on keeping in touch over the years. Yeah, insistent. Okay. Come to think of it, I should call and thank him for mentioning me to his uncle. Say hi to him for me the next time you see. No. Say hi to him from me the next time you see him, okay? Well, do. So, talk about, compliment her cooking, or finish the conversation and excuse yourself to the bathroom.
Compliment her cooking.
Dinner was delicious, Mom. Thanks for the food. Happy to hear it. I've been trying to become a better cook now that I've got more free time. I always felt bad about the amount of takeout we ate when you were growing up.
Wait until he's out of the house to become a good cook.
You come around more often, there may be more in it for you.
Oh. Talk about...
Her work, her dating life, or recent movies?
Work your way down the line, if it'll allow.
How's work coming? Mind-numbing. Just about the only regular work I can find is copy editing. Something I'm actually skilled at.
With those assets,
a few
sure.
Y- Yeah, true. A few years after I moved away from home, my mother's finally dusting off her English degree she was working on when she met Dad. Don't get me wrong, I'm enjoying the freedom. I like working from home, and it's better than being walked all over as a PA or bookkeeping with a handsy boss. Growing up, my mother often had to work multiple jobs to make ends meet. My mom has worn many hats over the years, from clerical work to retail to more demeaning labor. That's why. Once I'm a doctor and pulling in money, you can focus on what you want to write, okay? Oh, already writing checks you can't cash, are we? I was only kidding earlier about you taking care of me. You know that, right? So, I'm serious. It's only fair, after all, you've... Stop it. I appreciate the sentiment. But you know I could never ask or accept that from you. I have too much pride for that.
You look like she's got plenty of years to go.
Hey, didn't you mention last week you set up an online dating profile? How's that going? Growing up, my mother's romantic entanglements were few and far between. Even as a kid, I could tell she was lonely.
Surprise.
I'd wager even more so since I moved out of the house 3 years ago. I did, but I'm still not sure if I should take it seriously. Online dating at my age feels kinda pathetic.
What's your age?
Tell her it's not pathetic. Well, you can dissuade her or tell her it's not pathetic.
Not pathetic. It's supposed to be encouraging.
It's not pathetic. It's just about how everyone does it these days. You should try to find someone. I can say the same to you. It's not good for a young man in his prime to lock himself away in his apartment studying all the time. You're only 21. It's your prerogative to let loose and sow a few wild oats.
You said, I'm watching a lot of porn, too. Those tissues are sure being sewn the hell out of.
How could I ever think of dating when I've got my own aging mother facing spinsterhood? Nice try, but you don't fool me. You want someone else to help out around here. You just want someone else to help out around here. You watch any movies recently? I did watch one I hadn't seen before recently, a movie called Spirits of the Dead. It's an anthology film depicting three adaptations of Edgar Allan Poe's short stories, one of which is by Fellini. I think you would like it. In fact, we could watch it tonight if you want. I've got to hit the head. Would you like a plate to take home? Yeah, it's been ramen for me all week, so yes, I would like that. My mother.
Imagine a sodium content.
She's the only person I call family. She and I have been on our own since I was 6 years old. Even at life's bitter moments, or most bitter moments, she never faltered in her role as a mother to me. Having run away from home...
My mother was the best mother a mother could have. Or a son.
Jesus. And with my potential grandparents not wanting anything to do with us following my father's death... Wow. The responsibility of my upbringing rested solely on her shoulders. Despite being utterly alone, I remember her always looking ahead for my sake. Face affixed and a radiant smile and putting on a brave front so I wouldn't worry. When I was too much to handle, good Lord, and trust
Lord.
Me I was, she
well,
never...
What else she's having to handle? She... Here are those old meat puppets.
Good Lord, she never so much as veered from her characteristic gentle demeanor. I haven't seen breast set size since Boob Cruise 99.
Boob Cruise 99 makes me thirsty.
I don't know how she managed it alone, rearing a child, paying the bills, putting food on the table. But Boob Cruise 2000 was also good.
Well, she was a whore on the side, but you'll find that later on.
I brought it up one time, and all she had to say was, I wasn't alone. I have you, dummy.
Yeah.
But I do know how she managed it, don't I?
A mouthful of...
Why are you acting so shy, ma'am? It's not like it's your first time, right? That's how she did it.
That's what I'm imagining. That wasn't her, though.
That was her. Good, it's Ian. I can take this opportunity to thank him properly. Hey, Doc. Why don't you put a pin in studying and come join us for some fun? Mina's got an older friend that's keen to meet you. I know how you like him. Oh! I gotta hand it to Killian. Aside from being the one who makes the effort, he does his best as a wingman. At least one of us is trying to get me laid. And good Lord, sir, if they said, hey, this one here, and she looked like that, hold on, I can't. I don't even, it's like, it's like when you put your feet move before you put your socks on. It's
this
like,
looks more South Korean almost.
You got a sailor uniform somewhere? I may or may not have told you were, may have, oh God. I may or may not have told her you are a pent up Navy man on shore leave. That'll work for me. I just wish you didn't do it in the worst way imaginable. So what do you think? Blow off some steam before finals? Well, you stop lying on my behalf. That woman looks nice. Don't be a jerk. Come on, dude. Start thinking with that seriously underused other head of yours. Anyway, I can't go out tonight. I got a meeting that your uncle set up for me tomorrow about that job. Shit, I didn't expect that to get set up so soon. When? Noon. I see. Anyway, since you're being a self-righteous ass, more fun for me, I guess. Night. Shit, I forgot to thank him. I'll do it the next time I talk to him. Try that again. Now it's late, and I'm gonna hit the sack. I've got a meeting. Okay. Alright, that was a little different. I see. Anyway, more fun for me, I guess. Night. The profile menu has been unlocked. As much as I want to, it's too late to study tonight.
Well, they're being awful generous to those Asians, aren't
they? Rofi being watching one of her old Italian flicks. I guess I'll just head to bed. So we didn't need to see that at all.
But you did anyway.
Oh, it's a little dull. So this one is kind of okay. I mean, we haven't really...
Let's see where it's going.
Yeah, we're going to actually return to this one next... I think we can do it next week. Yeah. I like this one. Now, remember, this game, like Being a Dick, is still in development. And it's actually only version 3 or 4, I think. So, it's got a lot to go. And you can get it for free at itch.io. And I think it might be at Opiman as well. So, you can also support it on Patreon. Find Mutt and Jeff, the devs, and go ahead and get a copy of the... Well, you can probably get an early copy if you support it for enough. Save. Oh, look at that.
Nice, nice.
All right, so we're going to return. You go to menu. Go to main menu. Yes, you will. Doesn't really say much about who made it, but there's your Patreon right there, obviously. So you'll find that right when you get the game, and then you can support it at a higher tier. So what can we do right now with this one? Let's see. Pale Carnations Patreon, Mutt and Jeff. Here we go. You can become a member. There's different club members. You know, you have 10, 50. Seems to go no farther than 50. $50 a month. They said, oop, that's enough. Cool. Because some people are offering a lot of money. Got bonus R, chapter 4, up 5 preview. So, yeah, he's still working on it. Chapter 4... So, chapter 4 is being worked on. Right now, we just have chapter 3. So, let's see. Of course, the game is on itch. So, you can pick it up there. Ooh, I've got notifications and all kinds of other bullshit. But, alright, guys. This is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley, I suppose. With more Pale Carnations. You can support it right here. Stay tuned.